Psalms 27, and the Bible says, The Lord, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I was sitting there yesterday, and I've been reading some this week, when sometimes my eyes is still not back focused just right, but sometimes after I read for a while, things begin to sort of go together, you know, but I was reading there, and I began to read over there, and I began to think, you know, when I was off here for about 4 weeks, I couldn't do nothing, go nowhere much. I've been led around, but I had a lot of time to spend with God. I had a lot of time to spend with God. Sometimes church, you're just like I was. Sometimes you get your life so wrapped up and so busy of the problems that's going on in this life and everything else. And sometimes, you know, we're all human. And sometimes we just sort of back off from God. Amen. But you know, the psalmist here, and evidently in this Psalms 27, people had begun to criticize or begin to judge him. And so the psalmist said in chapter 1, verse 1 there of chapter 27, David recognized who God was. He recognized who God was. And so David and all of the ridicule and all of the false accusations and so on and so forth. David had heard, just like we hear people today, when they talk about us, when they ridicule us, when they falsely accuse us, it hurts, doesn't it? But I'm glad today, friend, that I've got one above people today. Amen. I'm glad that I've got one and only one that I have to answer to here today. Amen. And that man, his name is Jesus this morning. And David knew that. David had made mistakes. David had failed down through life. And so do you and I. And people are going to look at us and they're going to judge us. And I'm going to tell you something, friend, there is nothing that we can do about it. Amen. But let me say this. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it worry you. Amen. Just be like David. Amen. Know the one that delivers you. Know the one that brought you out. Amen. I'm going to tell you today, if it hadn't been for that man called Jesus today, where would you and I be at today? Amen. Where would we be at today? And that's why David said, listen to this. He said, the Lord, only one and only Lord. The Bible says there is not but one God and one mediator between God and man, and that man is Jesus Christ. And the Bible said he was the one that loved us, the one that died for us, the one that heals us, the one that delivers us, and most of all, the one gives us an eternal life. Amen. This morning, he is the one today. You might say, well, and sometimes, you know, in this life we talk about, we run up on people, and Mark, I'm not a bit backward, amen. When I go up to them and get to talking to them, and I say, do you know Jesus? Amen, do you know Jesus? And sometimes people will use this word, they'll use this expression, and I'm afraid this is the way it is in a lot of church people today. They'll say, well, I've heard about him. I've heard about Jesus. They sing about him in church. I hear people talking about him. I hear the preacher preaching about him. Amen. I have heard about Jesus. How many of you's heard about Jesus? Amen. This morning. Well, I'm sorry, church. I can't see good, but there's evidently a lot of people here this morning. I don't know where you've been at. It's not heard about Jesus. Maybe I didn't make myself clear. How many here today has heard about Jesus? That is better. That is better. I hate to repeat myself, but sometimes we have to. You know, we've all, if you've been coming to the church any at all, I know you've heard about it. Amen. The world has heard about him. Amen. They've heard about him. But it's one thing to just hear about him. But it's another thing to truly know him and who he really is. Amen. See, you can hear anything and everything today, Brother Alvin. You can't see it, so you don't really know what's true or not. And that only way that you're going to really find out if Jesus is who he says he is, who he said he was, who he said he is now, and who he says he is in the future. And the only way that we're going to know who Jesus is, and if we accept him as our personal Lord and Savior. David knew who the Lord was. Amen. And I got to reading that this morning, Mark, and yesterday, and I just read it over and over, and it goes in my mind. Over and over again, what David said. He said, listen to this, he said, the Lord is the light, amen, of my salvation. He is the light of our salvation. You see, we all, one time, was in darkness. We walked in darkness. We lived in darkness. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about, the Bible says that we all were sinners. We all were sinners. Sin represents darkness. And darkness represents sin. Light represents Jesus. And Jesus represents salvation and life. Amen. And we all, the Bible said we were born into sin. We were all sinners. Until Jesus, or until the light came to us. You see, at one time in my life, I was walking in darkness. I was living in darkness. And simply saying that I was living in sin. I was a servant of sin. And that made me a servant of the enemy, Satan. But thanks be unto God, one day, see, I was a sinner. When you're a sinner, you're walking in darkness. The Bible says when you're in darkness, you're going to stumble and fall because you do not see where you're going. Amen. But the Bible says when that great light shined upon us, amen, and it brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Somebody help me preach. Out of His marvelous light, the Bible says, then we would not stumble because there was no darkness in us, but the path is straight. Amen. And that's what David said, the Lord is my light. The Lord is the light of my salvation. He is the only one. He is my light today. He is my Savior today. He is my salvation today. He is my Redeemer today. He is my Deliverer today. He is everything to me today, church. He is everything to us. Everything to us. Praise be unto God. Pardon me if I shout here. Amen. I have got something to praise Jesus about. Child, I've got something today to shout about. Why? Because I no longer walk or live in darkness, but I'm walking in the light today. I stumble and I fall sometime more, but praise be unto God, Brother Alvin, when I gotta get up, amen, and go as Mark says at the foot of the cross and say, Lord, I've stumbled again. Here it is, me again, O Lord. Amen. I've got a problem, God. I have just stumbled and failed. God says, I've seen ye fall, but I've also, praise God, seen ye get up. Amen. There's no sin in stumbling and falling, but it becomes sin to us when we get back into darkness and don't get up and look for that marvelous light this morning. Well, glory! Glory! Is this all right, church?
Yes.
Boy, I wish everybody would get wake up and feel what I'm feeling right now. Amen.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my people? Why won't they praise me? Lord, you've asked me a question that I just can't answer. I'm going to tell you today, until you come to really acknowledge and know who Jesus Christ is for yourself, somebody just telling you, me standing up here telling you about how good He is, Brother Alvin or Mark or any of these others, stand up here and tell you how good He is, I'm going to tell you, you'll never know for yourself. You'll never know for yourself. This morning, until you accept Him as Lord and Savior of your life. David said, the Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord. Listen to this. He's not only the light of your salvation, church, but He said, David said, the Lord is also the strength of my life. Amen. He is our life. He is our strength this morning. Amen. He's the one. Paul said, paraphrasing, I can't do anything by myself, but praise be unto God. He said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Amen. I don't understand today why when God tells somebody to do something, why they won't get up and do it and say, well, no, let somebody else. If God had wanted somebody else to do it, He would have told somebody else to get up and do it. But God told you to do it. You need to get up and do it. And if you don't do it, you're not only missing a blessing yourself, but you're missing a blessing everybody else is. Is this all right? Well, good, because I'm loving it. I'm loving it this morning, Brother Jim. I get excited. Back when I was in sin, walking in darkness, John, sharing people come up to me and talk to me about Jesus, that didn't do a whole lot to me. Amen. It didn't do much for me. Yeah, I know I should do that. I know I should do that. I know I should go to church. I know I should get saved. And they would tell me about this Jesus. And it just sounded too good to me for somebody to be that good and true. Anybody listening this morning in here? Amen. It just sounded too good to be true to me. But you know, one day, this man called Jesus. Has anybody ever met Him before? Have you ever met Him before? Well, glory. This man called Jesus, Mark. This man that I'd heard about. This man that, you know, that people talked about a lot. This man they said that came by Galilee. This man that healed a woman with the issue of blood. She'd had it for, 12 years or whatever. Oh, I'd heard all this stuff. But I had never really met Him personally. Anybody hear me? But this same man, Sharon, that walked by the Sea of Galilee, this same man that walked by these old fishermen down there, this man called Jesus that looked at disciple Marty and said, boys, quit fishing and come follow me. Does anybody hear me? Slick, you hear me? This same man that I heard that was sitting in a house one day and they tore the roof off to get their brother down in there to see Jesus. All them all sounded like good stories. But that's really what I thought they were. Church was just a story. I did not believe that this man called Jesus was really as great as what I'd heard. Oh, yeah. But one day, this same man passed by this old boy. Oh, I was in darkness. Sister Connie, I was in darkness. I was at the end of a darkest road that you could find. But But praise be unto God. When that man called Jesus, that man that called himself the light of the world, that man came walking by me, and I'm telling you, you can't get in darkness so dark that the light of Jesus Christ will not come through and save you. Glory to God this morning. The light which shines through all darkness. That marvelous light shined in my heart one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Higher than the shine, no little boy. And I didn't need nobody to tell me who this man was. I didn't need nobody to tell me the stories that I'd heard 1,000 times. I didn't need anybody to tell me how good he was. I'm telling you, that day when he came into my life, I found out for myself that there is no one else like this man called Jesus. Amen. Nobody else can do for you what this man called Jesus can do for you. I went down, the old song says, a beggar. But praise be unto God, I came up on me, you know. I went down a sinner, blinded, lost and bound for eternal hell. I went down that day, Mark, and I'm going to tell you, friend, I went down in bad shape, but I came up. I came up, hey man, a millionaire. You say, well, I've been saved, but I don't consider myself a millionaire. I may not be a millionaire in material things, but I don't need a lot of material things, praise God. This morning, I was drafted in. I was adopted in to the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, my God on the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. My God, the Bible tells me this psalmist here, David, said he is the light of my salvation. He is the strength of my life. Amen. My God this morning. My God and your God this morning. He owned the cattle on 1,000 hills. We don't own anything this morning that God can't take away from us. Amen. Right, Brother Mark, it's this increase. And the more I believe you serve God, the more blessed you're going to be. I believe the closer you get to God, I believe the closer God's going to get to you. I'm telling you, Mark, I know what it was like. I said, I know what it's like, Brother Don. There for about 2 weeks when I laid on my back there in the bed. And I read about it. I got to thinking about old Peter when he was up on that roof one day. And a big sheet came down before him. And the Bible said he was out there having on that rooftop. And he was in a trance. In other words, he had heard a lot of this stuff. But he truly didn't know who Jesus was at that time. Amen. Because when the sheet come down, and it had all signs of animals on it, and God said, or this in this vision, he heard a voice, and it said, Peter, rise up and eat. And that time, under the law, they didn't believe in eating these kinds. Certain kind of meat. And Peter said, he said, oh no, not me. These lips had never touched anything unclean. And God said to him, he said, anything that I've blessed and sanctified, it's alright, amen. So it's alright. If you've been blessed, if you've been saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, it's alright, church, to raise your hands and praise Him a little bit. Just raise your hand. Everybody get up. Just get up, church. And let's wake up and let's give God a hand of praise. Somebody help me shout a little bit. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord here this morning. Hallelujah. Tell a lot of us of God. Hallelujah. 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 That same Jesus that walked by. Peter, James, and John. Tapleshay, come on, boy. I got something else for you today. Amen. That same Jesus. That same Jesus.
Honey, that same Jesus, when Jesus came out of the tomb and Martha was there and seen him, and he told Martha, don't touch me yet, I've not been yet glorified. He said, but you go in Galilee. And he said, you tell my brother that I'll be coming to meet me there. And the Bible said Mary ran down and told the disciple, she said, I have seen the Lord.
Hey, well, glory. Hey, now I have seen the Lord.
Amen. Said, he said to tell you guys to meet him down there in that room. Amen. That same Jesus that Martha seen. That same Jesus that Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Mary Magdalene seen. That same Jesus. That same Jesus, friend, lives within you and I today. If we will allow him, brother Lloyd. See, it's our choice. Well, I love preaching on y'all standing up. We might do this more often. Amen. He says, all right, you. You know, when I got to reading about this Jesus, got to reading about him after I got saved. And Jim, I mean, I began to realize all the wasted years, Loretta. All the wasted years. You see, now listen to me, church. Listen. Because this is important. Very important. It's one thing to say you've heard about him. It's one thing to say, well, we sang about him in church, a preacher preaches about him. That's one good thing. I mean, that's good that we do that here at church. But unless you have fully accepted him, I mean, you've gave him, see, he just don't want you on Sunday morning. And the devil have you the rest of the week. Sorry, it don't work that way. He don't want you on Sunday morning only. He wants you every day. He said, well, I can't go to church every day. I didn't say that. Jesus wants you every day. And a church that I believe is a growing church, and a church that is a blessed church. See, I've said this a lot of times, but I don't know where anybody hears me or not. We come inside these walls for a training lesson. We come in these church building here, and this is God. This is God. This don't belong to Bloomington Chapel. God help us when we get that in our mind. Well, this is my church. God help us when we get that attitude. This is God's church. And we come in here to be trained. And we come in here to worship and praise the Lord. Anybody hearing me?
Amen.
Anybody hearing me?
Yep.
But when we walk out of here in a few minutes, that is the harvest outside this building. That's the harvest outside this building. I asked you last Sunday, and I'm not going to ask you today, if how many in here know of somebody that you can invite that don't go to church, and I think about every hand in here raised up. The question is, did you do it? Did you invite him to church? I don't want you to raise your hand. That's between you and God. And see, if we are not obedient to God, you know, I think God is sick of people talking about him and never praising him. Amen. I believe the Lord is sick. Can y'all hear me over there, Alvin? I believe the Lord is sick and fed up right here with church people complaining all the time. Y'all still listening? They said, Marsh, Mike wasn't on. They couldn't hear it. I'll guarantee you, if mine ain't on, y'all ought to have something to praise God for this morning. But we go out there and we bring them in. You say, well, what do we do? You go out there and invite them to come to church. And invite them to know Jesus. See, there's a lot of people, Jim, will say, yeah, I go to church. Right? A lot of people say, I go to church. A lot of people even tell you, well, I teach a Sunday school class. Sadly to say, there's preachers who say, well, I preach a little bit sometimes. Well, I do this and I do that. I'm over this and I'm over that. I've had an office in that church at Bloomington Chapel for probably 30 years. God's not really concerned. God's not really concerned about what you've done 30 years ago. God's concerned about what are you doing now? What are you doing now? See, God reminds me of us all the time, Mark. What have you done for me lately, son? Have you ever heard that voice? What have you done for me lately? Better never make a vow to God than it is to make it and break it. Amen. You know the hardest people to talk to about Jesus Christ are these self-satisfied people. Amen. Them's the hardest people to convince that Jesus is. And sadly to say, the churches, I'm not saying the church, I'm saying the church as a whole. That every church, I believe, has got them, has become self-satisfied. Amen. They've been in office for so long, they just think, well, I can't be replaced. Well, I got news for you. Don't get that in your head. You're at Bloomington because you can. I can and you can. And if they can replace the pastor, I'm sure they won't have no trouble, filling in somebody for you. And that's all right. But what kind of job are we doing? Are we giving Jesus our all? Are we doing it just because somebody wants us to do it? Are we doing it because God has said for us to do it? See, if God tells Jim to do something, then I can't do it like Jim. I can't do it like Jim. Why? Because God has not called me to do it. And that's why it's important, church. And that's why it's important for you, you singers and you young ministers. And I'm hearing good things about the young people back here in the church. I'm hearing good things about the junior class. I haven't heard too much from the young adult class lately, but I'm looking to hear from them. And I know there's good things going on. But when Jesus says, do something, you just look. Just look at them disciples. Jesus passed by them fishermen. That was their life. That was their job. That's what they depended on. They depended on that, Sharon. Just like you depend on that job you've got and all the rest of you. If you're just a hard hand, they depend on you. They depend on you. Let me ask us this. I'm asking us all this question. If you got a job, and you know what your job is, and if you didn't show up, say here's a 5-day a week job, and say if you didn't show up but a couple of days a week in that week, how long do you think you'd have a job? Somebody talk to me. Well, what do you think about Jesus? You think he don't feel the same way about you? I believe we can do better. I believe I can. And God has shown me things, Mark, in this last, well, in 2 weeks there, I mean, it was every day was piled up and night with things that God has shown me. Some of them are acceptable, God. And John, some of them are just not acceptable, God. Amen? So it is up to us to keep doing the acceptable things of God and get rid of the things that's not acceptable and put these things that is acceptable with Him. I'm telling you, friends, time is running out. It is running out. And I believe it's time that the church, and I'm not just talking about Bloomington Chapel alone, Jim, I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the church as a whole. Waking up and standing up and shouting out who Jesus is. Amen.